Now, the message that I bring you this morning is based on the words that we heard in the Gospel about Jesus saying, love one another as I have loved you. So let's bring that to mind and pray. God our Father, we pray this morning that you would bless us through your word so that your word would enter our hearts and minds and bear good fruit in our lives to your glory. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Last weekend I performed a baptism in Adelaide. I baptized the latest addition to my niece's family. And so Harriet Violet Mildy was added to the family of God. And I gave a little address at that baptism, and I stressed that baptism is a washing of regeneration. And that means that God is doing two things in baptism. One, he's washing us, making us clean, making us holy. And secondly, God is making us new. We are born again as new people. We become children of God. So through baptism, Harriet was made into a new person, a child of God. And that applies to all of us here who have been baptized. You have been made new. You have died and risen with Christ. You have been born again. You are a new person in Christ. Now, you may not feel new. You may not look new, but in God's eyes, you are new. In his eyes, you are as clean and as pure as when you just first came out of that baptism water. Baptism is a washing that is good for all of life. It doesn't need to be repeated. Every day is a new start for you. Every morning you can look in the mirror and you can say to yourself, by God's grace, I am a child of God. I am a new person in Christ. Every day. In the gospel for today, Jesus gives his new people a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Now, love has founded every society, every culture, all over the world. It's not just a Christian thing. Wherever you go, you find parents who love their kids. You find people who love their friends. You find people who love the members of their clan or members of their country, other countrymen, and who show their love by caring for them, sharing with them, protecting them, sometimes even dying for them. Love for others is not new and not confined to Christians. But what is new is Jesus' command. Love one another as I have loved you. Think about what Jesus' love is like. Did Jesus love you because you're such a nice person and you always do the right thing? Did he give up his life on the cross because you were his blood relative? No. Jesus' love is not the kind of love you find everywhere. It is radical love. It is love at another level. Jesus' love is not just for those who are kind and worthwhile, worthy. His love goes out to those who don't deserve it. He loves the crooks and the cheats and the spivs and the murderers. His love is unconditional. His love is not restricted to his countrymen. It goes beyond the boundaries of Israel. It goes to the Romans who were occupying their country very cruelly, and to people of other religions and cultures. Jesus' love is universal. Jesus' love is not just for his followers who are faithful and true and loyal and always do the right thing. On this very night, Jesus loved Judas, who was about to betray him. And he loved Simon Peter, who was about to deny him and disown him. Jesus loves us for those who fail to follow him faithfully. One of the ways that the Apostle John describes Jesus' love is like this. Having loved his own, Jesus loved them to the end. And that means that Jesus loved them with all he had, with his whole being, his whole life, his last breath, and his last heartbeat. And that is how he has loved you, and he still loves you. He gave up his life for you. He rose again for you. He lives for you. And he has prepared a place in the Father's house for you. Jesus' love for us is the springboard of our love for one another. By receiving his love, by basking in the warmth of that love, by feeding on his word of love and on his body and blood in the sacrament, we are empowered to love one another. And love one another not just in the ordinary human way, but in the radical Jesus way. Now, the great Christian writer C.S. Lewis wrote a book called Mere Christianity, and one of the chapters in that book is called Nice People or New Men. Nice People or New Men. And Lewis says that Christ didn't come just to make us nice people, people who have good manners. Good manners are good. They're great. But he says Jesus came to change us, to transform us, to make us new people, to turn us into little Christs, people who love in the way that he did. What does that mean for our lives? Well, that depends on your circumstances. It depends what you're going through, what's going on in your life. Take the story that we heard about Peter in the reading we had this morning. Pity we didn't have a little bit more of it. Because Peter found that following Jesus on the way of love meant taking him out of his comfort zone. He found it meant going and meeting and eating with people he had always regarded as being unclean. And it meant not only meeting them and eating with them, it meant baptizing them and regarding them as brothers and sisters in Christ. In some circumstances, loving others with Jesus' radical love means giving up your life. Now, during the Second World War, some officers of the Gestapo came to a Greek island and visited the local Orthodox priest there. And they told Father Joachim Alexandropoulos to provide them with a list of names of all the Jews who were living on this island. And there were about 700 Jews who were living on the island who were being cared for and hidden away by the local population. And the Gestapo men said that they would return the next morning to get the list. When they returned the next morning, Father Alexandropoulos refused to give him a list and simply said, "I'm a Jew." He loved them. Like Jesus, he loved others to the end. Now, Father Andropoulos found that following Jesus on the way of love required him to show heroic love. For most of us, following Jesus means practicing what we might call mundane love. Doing ordinary things, everyday things, lovingly. It means being a servant to others. It means greeting people you don't know, showing an interest in them. It means being patient and courteous to people who are rude and impatient. It means forgiving others who've hurt you. Jesus said that love like this, unconditional, radical, Christ-like love, was the mark of his followers, the mark of Christian communities. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. In the first few centuries of the church, what struck people who were non-Christians was the way Christians loved one another. They were often heard to remark, look at how these Christians love one another. During the pandemic, when most of the people fled out of the cities and went out of the countryside to escape the sickness, many of the Christians stayed, cared for the sick, buried the dead. Now, when you see pictures of saints, you often see the picture with a halo around their head. And that halo indicates that God's presence is in that person in a remarkable way. That person is or was a godly person. And when we Christians show radical love to one another, it's like we've got a halo, huh? It indicates that God is in us. Now, the other week when I attended Hugger Mugs, I couldn't help but notice the warmth that there was among the group there in the interaction between people. And that warmth was something like a light or a halo over the group. I sensed that God was present there. All of us are sinners. All of us fall short of the glory of God. But all of us who are baptized are at the same time saints, saints of God. We have been made new in Christ, and Christ has given us the command to love others as he has loved us. And he's given us the power to do it. In this life, we'll never do it perfectly. But with God's help, we can do it, and we can do it remarkably well. The Apostle Paul said that because of the powerful love of God within us, we can do more than all that we ask or imagine. More than all that we can ask or imagine. All right. So this is my challenge to you for this week. Imagine how you might show God's love to somebody this week. Imagine it. Ask God to help you do it. And then when the opportunity arises during this week, do it. Speak to that person. Visit that person. Phone that person. Forgive that person. Help that person. At Harriet's baptism last week, we sang a couple of songs, and one of them was, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. Shine all over the neighborhood." God has shown his love on you. This week, reflect his love to those around you. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for loving me so well. Help me to love others the way you have loved me. Amen.